Hey, Governor, let's switch gears with some updates. You had a press conference yesterday talking about urging more New Granite Cities to get vaccinated against COVID, but yet you came out, I think, on Monday, don't like the additional Biden mandates on things for employers and other things on the vaccination. Tell us, how is New Hampshire doing and where are we at with the total number of people percentage-wise fully vaccinated?
Sure. So, look, New Hampshire's doing great. I mean, we really are. Look around. We're, you know, in terms of managing COVID from an economic standpoint, from a vaccine standpoint, we have one of the lowest hospitalization rates in the country right now. So we look around and we think that the rest of the country is like this. It's not. The rest of the country has a huge health care crisis going on. And we may be there as well at some point, right? There's a real crunch. So we want folks to get vaccinated. It works. 98% of the people in hospitals are the unvaccinated, right? I think we've had about 150 people out of 750,000 that have ended up in a hospital because of COVID, of the 750,000 that are vaccinated. So it works. It's the way out of this. At the same time, one of my jobs, one of my primary roles as the executive of a state with, you know, in public service is also knowing the limitations of government. I would love it if everyone got vaccinated. No doubt about that. I'm as pro-vaccine as they come, as you know. But I also understand that just having a sweep of a pen from an executive like Joe Biden or myself, that's not good government. That is not appropriate. And you do have to not just appreciate, but respect and support and protect those right. individual rights of folks that want to make that choice. And so but I also have to understand and defend the limitations of government, and that's something that Biden just hasn't been.
I think some cell phone issues. Before we let you go, Governor, you said yesterday there were some refugees from Afghanistan recently on the way to the Granite State?
Yeah, so we have there are a couple hundred, I think, will likely end up here in one form or another. I was on the phone with Secretary Mayorkas from Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, yep. and he was reviewing all of the processes, the vetting, if you will, that they're going to do. It's actually quite extensive before any of these refugees even come to the United States, and then all the medical protections that we kind of wrap around them before they would come to a state like ours. But right now, it looks like maybe a couple hundred will end up coming to New Hampshire at one time or another after the whole vetting and medical process. That's what these agencies that contract directly with the federal government said that they could handle. And I heard from them yesterday that that's what they're likely going to send us. So we always take refugees. This state has been open to political refugees for decades. We get a right. couple hundred a year from all over the world. So this really isn't anything new. But, you know, a lot of these individuals are folks that stood up and helped our troops, supported our troops when they were in Afghanistan, did a lot of the ancillary work, the on-the-ground work, and you know, they're here looking for refuge and safety in the United States because they were undoubtedly, many of them would have been hunted down by the Taliban over there. We know what a mess it is over in Afghanistan. And so, you know, we're just going to be part of that solution.
Governor, real quickly before we let you go, Governor Chris Sununu, Good Morning New Hampshire show live this morning. And I want to ask you before I get off just how you're coming along and feeling on your own recovery after a few weeks ago. But real quickly, I'm not going to ask you if you've made a decision on running for any office or not, because I know you probably are not and have not yet. But if you are to run for governor or U.S. Senate, I've already seen in Portsmouth, for example, the Democratic Party looking to make abortion an issue in the midterm elections. And there's signs up in the Seacoast, end the Sununu abortion ban. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but my question is, do you think the Democrats can try and make that an issue if you run for governor or Senate again?
They're going to make it an issue for the entire Republican Party. There's no doubt about it. You know, we saw the family planning contracts, and I support the family planning contracts. The other Republicans in the Executive Council shot them down yesterday. I think that was a huge mistake, frankly, for a variety of reasons. But it's that type of stuff that there's no doubt. Look, they can't say we haven't managed COVID well. They can't say we're not managing the budget. They can't say we're not providing services. They can't say we're not, like, we're handling behavioral health. We're doing all the things that, you know, we really set out to do. They're going to look for anything and everything to go after us on. They're going to make up lies and all this stuff on anti-abortion stuff. But that's just out of their playbook. They've done that for years. It's the same message that they've run for years and years. So I really don't concern myself with that. Other than, look, making sure that, you know, from a policy standpoint, we're doing the right thing. I think we needed those family planning contracts. It didn't happen. There might be other avenues to pursue that. I think there's a lot of pushback on this ultrasound stuff and some of these other stipulations that came with the late-term abortion ban that the legislature passed. And so, you know, if there are adjustments to be made there, I'm very open to that, of course. I try to take an even-keeled path on all of this stuff. And I think, you know, people know me by now. It's hard for the Democrats to think that they're going to, hard to think that they're going to define me at this point. I think the people of the state know where I stand. And if you support me, great. And if you don't, that's your choice, too. That's fine.
And you're still open-minded on what you may or may not do next?
Yeah, I am. I am. I can tell you, I've talked to my family a little bit about it. I can tell you that. And you know, my wife and kids just a little bit. And, you know, they said, look, whatever you want to do, they're supportive of. So, you know, they understand that I think I've been able to do some really good stuff in public service. And they said, if you think your skill set is fit for going to Washington, that's great. And if you want to stick around and be governor, that's great, too. And if you want to go off into the private sector, that's great. So they're, my wife and kids are very supportive of whatever I want to do with that. It, you know, and that is really up to, it's really up to me to decide whether where my skill set best fit.
And how are you coming along with getting over what you had to go to the hospital for in terms of needing some pints of blood? And you feeling, how's the schedule? You feeling better?
A little. Yesterday was a long day. It took a lot out of me. I'm actually working from home today. So I'm getting better, Jack, and it's great. I had great care, but it is going to take a month or two to really get back to 100%. So, but every day is a little better. I mowed a little bit of my own lawn yesterday. I was like out there with the push mower. Couldn't do a lot of it before I got really winded, but I felt a little bit old, but I couldn't even, you know, walk up a flight of stairs a week ago. So, I'm making progress slowly but surely.
Thanks for joining us, Governor Chris Sununu, live on Good Morning New Hampshire, making a great Thursday.
Thank you, sir.